Hey guys, this is Shauna Lay here, bringing you your Manhattan market update. I am doing today townhouses, all of Manhattan, uptown, midtown, downtown, you name it. But we are just focusing on townhouses today. It is going to be very numbers heavy, and I am going to be looking at September and comparing September to both the prior month and the prior year. Although we love the fluff stuff being marketing, strategy, we look at the numbers in order to figure out exactly what's happening so that we can constantly monitor pricing and how we're going to negotiate things. And when I say we're, I mean broker. I mean the brokerage community. But as either a seller or a buyer, this is really important information for you to know as well, because you don't just put your hand up in the air and go, you know, I think that this is worth X. That's not really exactly how it works. We tend to look at the numbers because the numbers don't lie. The emotions gives us our offers, and the numbers solidifies the deal and helps us to make sure that we're always on the right target. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. The optimal time to list, as everybody knows, was in May. In the fall market, the optimal time to list is September. Market-wide, we're looking at 298 townhomes on the market. So market-wide, downtown, midtown, uptown, all town. That is going to be up 6.8% from the prior month and down 3.6% from the prior year. As I said, the reason why that's up is because September, outside of May, is the really hot listing season. With that in mind, there were 53 townhomes, new listings that came on the market, and that was up 178.9% from the prior month and 17.8% from the prior year. The median days on market, it's a little bit early for me, the median days on market was 160. And that is up 6% from the prior month and 55.3% from the prior year. The reason why we look at the median days on market as opposed to the average days on market is because everybody knows that if you average something out and you have a townhouse that comes in and that comes in extremely high, you don't want to take that number and it's going to off skew all of the numbers. So we always make sure that for all of these numbers, we don't average it out. We always take a look at the median. So the median days on market is 160. That means that as a seller, if you have not struck a deal yet and you have been on market for 160 days or 161 days, one day after the median days on market for September, you really need to look at the pricing or the strategy or your overall marketing efforts. Something is off in there. So I just want to make that very clear. If you haven't seen as much traction and it's been over 160 days on market, then you definitely need to think about either a new broker that's going to come with a new strategy, or your current broker needs to think about what are they doing that's not getting enough traction, or within this price point, because obviously this is market wide. So things do change depending on what price point you're in. Like, I can't tell you, okay, well, it's going to be 160 days on market and your listing is 15 million. No, that definitely changes. But if you are within the $7 million range, then you definitely need to think about what's going to change, because clearly something is not working. With that $7 million mark being mentioned, our median sales price that we saw in September was 6.58 million, which is up 11% from the prior month and 21.4% from the prior year. Everybody knows what's happening with interest rates, so I don't even need to talk about that. Obviously, we have inflation. And then one thing that does need to be noted is everybody comes back from living their best life in Italy. Vacation. Summer, right? So of course the median sales price is going to be up 11% from the prior month, because the prior month there just wasn't as many transactions happening. The median listing discount in September was 9%. That was up 36.4% from the prior month and 8.4% from the prior year. Our monthly contract activity, 9. So if you were part of one of that 9, congratulations. If you're wondering why you're not part of that one of that 9, well, then you definitely, again, need to reconsider what's happening with your listing. Our median price per square foot was $21.82, and that was up 83.1% from the prior month and 84.4% from the prior year. This is something that's really interesting because the price per square foot, yes, it's a really good indicator in terms of, you know, what something would be extremely overpriced or something underpriced. But a part that I do want to mention is that what we've noticed in the entire market, market-wide, is that any home, whether it's co-op, condo, townhouse — this is not townhouse specific — any home that is turnkey, fully renovated, newly renovated, is going for a 30% premium. So you can't take this number, 2182, and compare it to either a new development. You know, you always need to compare apples to apples. So it would have to be a townhouse that was newly renovated, but then also considering that newly renovated townhouses do go for 30% premium, because obviously people don't want to deal with the time. Everything is still backed up. We're not completely up to date in terms of the construction end, right? And the materials and everything. And so given that everything takes that much longer, as a purchaser or as a seller, you either are going to hold your 30% premium, knowing that that's what the market is deeming your townhouse to be worth, or you're going to try to get the price, best price possible, right, as a buyer. And that's completely fine too. But if your townhome is around, or if the townhome is around, you know, $7 million or $8 million, and that thing is newly renovated, forget it. That's a losing battle. As a seller, I definitely wouldn't recommend taking it. And as a buyer, I would just try to, you know, help my client understand that this is what the market is asking for right now. And if it hasn't hit over 161 days on market, well, then there's really no grounds for that. Anyways, so the monthly closed sales, as I mentioned, was 9. Median listing discount, 9%. Monthly new supply, 53. Right? And these on market, 160. Contract activity, 9. These are all important numbers to know in order to figure out what is happening in the market. So as we know that September is a month that we see a lot of new listings come on the market, you have September, October, and the very beginning of November in order to make something happen. And then the market just goes down and becomes quiet until the first 2 weeks in January. So what we normally see is, we normally see a lot of contract activity in September, October, and then when it comes to the beginning of the first 2 weeks in November, people are still looking. But then remember, we have Thanksgiving, right? And then Thanksgiving, people just naturally mentally check out. And then we have the first 2 weeks in December. It doesn't really help that there's all these Christmas parties and all of these holiday plans, and everybody has so many things going on in their life at that moment. As a broker, you have another 2 weeks to try and get something done. And then you have that additional 2 weeks. So there's those 2 weeks in December plus that extra week to 2 weeks in November. You're looking at an extra 30 days of days on market as a seller. That is not helpful, especially when days on market is 160, right? So those extra 60 days does not help anybody. What I highly recommend is, if you have not sold your townhouse by the beginning of November, take it off. Just completely take it off. Do a complete new revamp. Think about a new marketing strategy. Think about switching brokers. Brainstorm with your broker what you should do. take a look at the numbers, what was the most recent amount of contracts, townhomes that went into contract. You really need to, that's where you need to sit down, you need to analyze, you need to figure out what in the world is happening and why this isn't moving and how you can get this collectively, right? You and your broker, how you guys can collectively get this to move significantly faster. But understand that the end of the year in those November, December months that I mentioned, we call those low ball moments, because right now we are seeing a lot of very strong indicators that it is a buyer's market. Obviously, you know, people knew that it was a buyer's market, but most importantly, in November, December, that's where we're definitely gonna see the amount of price cuts increasing and the amount of listing discounts, median listing discounts for homes that went into contract. And mind you, something that I do want to mention is that just because you're not seeing homes do price cuts market wide doesn't mean that you're not going to get a really, really good deal if you negotiate under the table. So what that means is that just because you see a home that's priced for, I don't know, let's say $10 million, right? Doesn't mean that you shouldn't go ahead and, as a buyer, and place an offer for something that you normally wouldn't think that you would get. Because if they're on the market right now, they're on the market. If sellers are on the market in November and December, they want to sell. They do want to sell, unless they have it rented out. And that's where you kind of need to work with your broker. But there is this conception that, well, if I reduce my price online, and even though we just had a price cut, they're going to come in, their buyers, right? They're going to come in even lower. And mentally, I completely understand that mentality. But then at the same time, one could equally argue, well, if we don't reduce the price online, then it's almost like the best kept secret, right? So it all depends what strategy that a listing broker wants to use and whatever a seller feels comfortable with. But as a buyer, given that we're seeing such strong market indicators in terms of you should buy and you should buy now, and here's what time you should buy, and maybe if you're looking into financing, whether you're going to finance with Morgan Stanley and do a financing option based off of the amount of money that you already have with them. If you don't have that, you're curious about that, let me know, because I have a person for you. But outside of that, then you don't need to do a 30-year fix. A lot of people are doing ARMs right now. The 15-year ARM is something that we're seeing the most movement on in terms of decreasing the interest rate price. So there are other options, but even though those are fewer, right, in terms of your interest rate options and what you have, the biggest part is moving the sales price needle and making sure you get that discount. So if you are looking for a sign on Sean Olay is right now the time to buy a townhouse, I would say come to me in November and December and let's go start looking and let's go start putting in some aggressive bids, because I'm bound to find you something, because that's the type of market that we're dealing with. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about the market. If you have any questions, I'm always here for you guys. Anything that you need, anything that has to do with luxury, co-op, condo, townhouses. Personally, I do love townhouses. I was very happy that I sold 75 Bedford for my client in September, I believe we closed. And so I was one of that nine, woo woo for me. And especially in this market where a lot of sellers are having a very, very difficult time, I was extremely, extremely happy that I was able to get that sold in under the median days on market. So if you guys need help, if you have a friend of a friend you know that needs help and they just want to have a conversation, let me know. I'm happy to be a resource to everybody. I'm going to continue to do this a little bit more often, because these are usually the the type of conversations that I have with sellers anyways. It's just not the information that I normally put out online. But now I'm going to be doing that for you guys because this market is really tricky and sellers are having, you know, they're having to dig really deep and select their brokers very well because of the fact that it is a very difficult market for sellers. And you need to be very creative as a broker. And you need to come with significantly more than what we're normally coming with. And so I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows that I am a resource to you. Whatever you need, whatever questions you have, I am here. So thank you guys so much, as always, for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And until next time, mahalo.